Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Legal experts from the U.S. Department of Commerce and the U.S. Customs and Border Protection collaborated with 20 senior officials from Sri Lanka Customs in Colombo in February on reforming customs procedures to enhance trade. The effort seeks to improve efficiency and transparency for businesses, allowing Sri Lanka to develop more fully its export potential and advance investment opportunities. The United States is working at all levels in Sri Lanka, government, private sector, and development groups, to help strengthen the economy for the benefit of all Sri Lankans, said U.S. Ambassador Atul Kishap. These reforms will send important signals to the trade community that Sri Lanka is open for business. The three-day workshop, provided in cooperation with the Embassy of the United States, will also better position Sri Lanka to meet its commitment under the World Trade Organization Agreement on Trade Facilitation. The sessions addressed issues key to Sri Lanka realizing its export-led development plan, including advanced rulings, valuation and classification, and customs appeals. In addition, the U.S. experts held a one-day training for 30 district court and magistrate judges who commonly hear customs appeals. Improving the legal environment for doing business in Sri Lanka fosters economic opportunity for local entrepreneurs and U.S. companies alike, said Megan McMillan, attorney advisor for the U.S. Commerce Department Commercial Law Development Program. She added, "These ambitious reforms will strengthen Sri Lanka's connections to global supply chains while saving customs resources." These workshops are the first in a proposed series conducted in Sri Lanka in partnership with other U.S. government agencies. The United States is proud to work with its partner Sri Lanka to improve customs operations that will facilitate trade and economic development in Sri Lanka, the region, and the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.